Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I have a website that I'd like to tell you about. I know you've heard of it before, but I'm going to tell you about it again. www.jbsba.com. Those letters is the acronym, for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. If you can remember that, jbsba.com. Check it out. You'll find a little bit of heaven there if you're a small business owner or want to be. You'll find lots of stuff that I think you'll enjoy. And from the size of, from the amount of traffic that we've been getting, it's just really, people are really enjoying it and taking advantage of it. Our growth, our page count and our visitor count is growing exponentially. And we appreciate that, especially all of you who've subscribed to our free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email. And I think you'll like that too. So be sure to check that out if you haven't already done so. Amanda Austin is an old friend of ours, and she's a very important person in the lives of small business owners because she is the manager of legislative affairs on the Senate side of Congress for the National Federation of Independent Business. She and I had the pleasure of meeting and being across the table from each other when I broadcast my show from the NFIB headquarters last September. And it's good to have you back, Amanda. Amanda Austin, welcome back.
Great. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Amanda, the big topic today is healthcare and healthcare plans. And my audience knows about the health savings accounts because I've been talking about them for a long time before they were, you know, back when they were MSAs. And all the limitations of the MSAs and the run-up to getting the HSAs, the health savings accounts, the MSAs morphed into HSAs, which happened with the Medicare bill in December, and how important, how much I believe the HSAs are important for 21st century entrepreneurs. Now, so we got those, and we need to keep them. We need to be using them. And by the way, Amanda, I'm currently I'm a customer. I actually own an HSA now, and so we're happy about that. But
that's
there's another thing that you're working on pretty heavily, and that's a little bit of a different wrinkle on all this, and it's called association health plans. And I want you to tell us about that.
Sure. Yes, we're still working on that now. It's passed the House, and it's still in the Senate, so we're hoping to get that done this year. It is basically, it would allow small businesses to band together to buy insurance through their association of choice.
Like a chamber of commerce.
Correct. Just like a local chamber of commerce that may offer a health care benefit plan, and NFIB would like to offer a range of plans to their members.
Or the Southern Colorado Petroleum Distributors.
The Northern
Maine Florist Professionals.
Any trade association that has been in existence for 3 years for something other than providing health insurance,
right,
a bona fide trade association, would be able to utilize this.
And what that would do is and folks, this is the reason I call this important 21st century legislation. Amanda, in the 20th century, corporations had this kind of ability because they had the kind of numbers, large corporations did, they still do, have the kind of numbers, the number of people that allowed them to come together to gaggle all those people together and get a tremendous group discount on medical care.
Right. This is really about bargaining power and lowering administrative costs and just spreading your risk. When small business guys are going in to get a healthcare quote, it's very difficult for them to be able to spread risk. I mean, our guys are anywhere from 3 to 9, and I'm sure a lot of small business men are out there that have 3 to 9 employees,
right,
and a very large premium for that amount of small risk spread. And another good thing about it is this would be across state lines. Therefore, you would have uniformity in your your benefits and some of the plan designs, which is an enormous battle to be fought, because when employers have employees that are in one state, you know, reside in one state and their businesses in another, they basically have to buy one plan, basically a group of one, and pay probably double for it.
Right.
And, you know, of course they continue to keep those workers because they're good guys, they're part of the family business, and they care about them. You know, most of our guys want to continue to offer insurance, but, you know, the prices are just soaring so high because of, you know, the small grouping, exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know, Amanda, that cross-state line thing, that's not some esoteric example. That's not some weird, you know, a rare example. That happens more, much more than I think most people probably think. When you think about all the different cities, think about all the cities that are major cities that are located right on a state line.
Right. Well,
Philadelphia, Chicago, New York.
Sure. I mean, you know, Washington, D.C.,
exactly.
I mean, right.
Another
where I
good one. Yeah.
You touch all around.
So, and the thing is Amanda, a lot of people belong to a trade organization. Small businesses belong to a trade organization that they can associate with. I know plenty of small business owners that are already members of a trade association, and when they can get their health plans through their trade group, then they'll do it. But there's a lot of small business owners. There are millions of small business owners that are not associated, and it's maybe not even logical, or maybe not even you know, possible for them to join a trade group. But they can join this association health plan. These health plans will allow them to have coverage through their chambers of commerce, and anybody, any small business, can join a chamber of commerce.
Yes, sir. Yes, I mean it's really about an education process, and I believe the consumers now, with you know talking about HSAs, and we love them. This is really about putting the consumer in the driving seat. And just letting them know, you know, the health cost, where things are coming from, what are you paying for, what am I getting for my dollar, and where is it going?
Right.
You know, we want to see that with AHPs as well as HSAs.
Now, you're doing the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, which, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I've been a member of for more than a dozen years. I don't know how many, probably close to 15 years by now. And a long time, a lot longer than I've been doing the radio show, and I believe in the NFIB and what they do. But they're doing a petition drive right now to get people more aware, become more aware of this, and to put more pressure on their delegation, their Senate delegation. And when we come back, we're going to get Amanda to tell us about that. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is an opportunity for you and me to take some action and make this happen. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Amanda Austin, Manager of Legislative Affairs for the Senate at the NFIB. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amanda Austin is here, too, because she's a very smart lady working as the Manager of Legislative Affairs on the Senate side for the NFIB. And, folks, I encourage you to go to their website. It's a great one. It's NFIB.com, and you can find out about them. And I encourage you, next time an NFIB representative calls on you, they're not going to sell you anything. They don't have any products to sell. But they do want to give them about 10 minutes of your time and let them tell you a little bit about what the NFIB is working on and how much they're already doing for you as a small business owner. And if you can, if you feel that you can and you can afford it, you know, join their organization, write them a little check. And I will tell you that it's one of the best investments that I make every year. And I said that a long time ago before I was ever doing the show. So check them out. Whenever one of their local reps will drop by and check on you that operates in your area, or go to their website. You can actually join their organization by going to NFIB.com. Amanda, Amanda Austin, ladies and gentlemen, and Amanda, what about this petition drive you're working on?
Sure. This is a drive that NFIB has started this year, and it's an ongoing process. It is a petition drive to educate our members better on AHPs, and we're calling them small business health plans as well. This is really about connecting with our members, letting them know this is directed towards small business.
That's a better one than association health plans, isn't it?
Sure. Well, it really cuts right to the sentence of what this is all about: small business and the problems with health plans. And it's really just about going out into the field. It's nationwide. Our sales force is going to be going out and submitting these petitions to anyone, you know. Our sales force just goes in and does their cold calling and appointments. They'll go in and get a signature if these people feel passionate about this. It's available on our website. It's also in our business magazine that goes out to all of our members, plus people that are not NFIB members.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about educating people. It's about getting the word out. We want to take these petitions when they're done as sort of an ongoing process to show these members of Congress and the American people small business is worried about this, and this is their number one concern.
Now, one thing we need to point out is it's actually passed the House.
And sure.
So we don't have to beat up on our
we don't
our
need to beat up on our House friends.
On our House friends, but it's still got to go back through conference once it passes Senate. But what we need the pressure to come to bear right now is at the Senate level, right?
Sure. It has passed the House 6 times. Our House friends are doing a good job. It's our Senate guys that we're having a tough time with, and I'm sure for anyone that watches Senator reads anything, we all know it's very difficult to get anything done in the Senate, and a lot of things tend to be very controversial. You know, we're up against some very serious opposition from big insurance companies
right.
that are charging our guys too much
money. What about the arch enemy of small business, Senator Ted Kennedy? He's got to be the main place where we're stuck in the Senate.
Sure, Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy feels like everyone should pay
for everyone, and we should have some national health care system.
He loves the idea of universal health care where the government's in control, doesn't he?
Certainly he does. And we just think that's a really bad idea. We want our guys to be able to be in control of their own destiny and their employees. You know, this is about them, you know, starting their business, making their business, and being able to be in touch and doing something for their employees. This is not about a mandate that Ted Kennedy wants, and that's exactly what he wants. He wants to put, you know, more restraints on our guys, more mandates, and more money coming out of their pocket, and we just totally disagree.
Amanda, one of the things that association health plans can do, and health savings accounts as well, working sort of in the harness together there. Both of them, those can do for small business owners is to help small business owners to become more competitive when it comes to the benefit element of hiring and keeping good employees. It's
yes.
very important, isn't it?
It's very important. Just like you said before, the unions and the big businesses out there are already doing it. They have some of the best Cadillac plans out there. Our guys understand to retain good employees, they want to offer a health benefit. You know, the employer-based health system is enormous. We want our guys to be able to compete with those big businesses out there and be able to be competitive and offer the benefits that are associated with their employees.
Amanda,
really about choice.
If somebody was sitting there right now and said, look, how do I dial a phone? How do I write a letter? Where do I go on the web? What do I have to do to put some pressure on these guys?
The easiest thing I would say is go to NFIB.com, www.nfib.com. We've got the petition there.
They can actually sign the petition online.
Absolutely. They can sign online. They can even print it out online.
Do we have to be a member of the NFIB to do that?
You do not.
Okay.
You
so anybody can, anybody can do this, folks.
Absolutely. You can do it there, or if one of your friends is a member of NFIB and he has a small business magazine, you can take that. The best place, though, is probably to go on the Internet, and you can access that anywhere.
Right.
It's completely free. It will be used only for, you know, congressional purposes.
Thank you, Amanda Austin, for being here. It's good to talk to you again.
It's
looking
great
forward.
To talk to you, too.
Hope you're going
to
keep us posted on how this goes during the year.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you later. Amanda Austin, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB. Association of Health Plans are good for small business, ladies and gentlemen. And we all know whatever's good for small business is good for the world. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. It's 29 After. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.